Yeah, in fact, it's interesting. We had exactly this experience with when we first started our networking course 3 years ago. Ismail is here, Ma? Yeah. We had exactly this experience. We wanted to be as hands-on as possible. You know, we took, I don't know whether you know this book by Stevens, TCP/IP. You know, a real handbook, manual, you know, going down to the pitch, and we wanted to be like this. We wanted to have the most practical course, and very quickly we realized that there is absolutely no satisfaction for teaching this. And basically the discussions in class were about, you know, a specific command and specific macro, and there were a couple of system administrators who knew much more than we ever hope to do, or no, and the whole thing we were locating on it. So essentially the course, I'm speaking specifically about networking course, I think converged to the point that we really talk about principles. The TCP/IP, I mean, we do not teach TCP/IP. On the other hand, for example, we teach principles, like congestion control. We say, okay, here is the way TCP is doing it, but we don't necessarily require that the student memorizes, you know, what is the, you know, in what rate the, you know, the window is changing in size, and things like that. The principle is important. And we try, I mean, but it's a challenging task. I mean, nobody really knows yet what are the underlying principles behind it. That's what, in a way, I'm trying to establish when I list those principles which I would like students to understand. And I would rather have, you know, the web protocol to be an illustration of the principle than learn the protocol itself. There's nothing more boring, right, than learn how many bytes are in each field. I mean, you can always pick it up from the book. So that's not what we're trying to do, but it's not an obvious task. I just want to say that it's not an obvious task, especially for building, you know, servers on the web. You know, what is the principle and to what extent can you isolate it? But we certainly understand it. I mean, that's, I think, a part of our job, and that's a creative part of curriculum creation. You know, where, you know, how to isolate this from the vocational skills. And that's an ongoing experiment.
Yeah, just if I could just add to that, I think that a lot of minds in the background is just possible. And I think that one of the difficulties with internet technology is that the complexity is so great that you need a great deal of the vocational type skills, the ones that are fleeting and have a half-life of 5 years, in order to get to the point that both, but you can get the principles. So really, I don't think that it's appropriate in a first or second year, in a third level course, to be talking about how to go about designing protocols. It's really the rhyme of level work. So you really need to get this foundation as far as how things work to understand how to be a company about it. Really, networking is a course in anatomy because it's been picked up by the masses. You have millions of processes out there that are attached to people. And depending on complexity, you do have to focus on the vocational aspect, at least early on. And it's only in those last courses that you can get to the real core foundations. Okay, so that's really the need for having a whole strength and just can't do it in one course.
But in general, the ideal situation would be that we teach principles in the courses and we shift you know, the development, the real implementation to those projects. And that's what I would like really to achieve. To have a senior design project in which the real implementation will take place. I would like students to have this kind of experience. I don't want students to live without, you know, just learning, you know, abstract principles. But I think that it's important to isolate those principles. I agree with you.
Just a quick one, because in each of those theories, I actually did have a conversation on the technology side. And I'm one of the few people that does the interview and looks for abstract principles, but in true ability to articulate process in terms of what they're talking about and how to approach it. In fairness, both of the managers, both of the time of lab, they're going to be doing what's close with the pilot engineers, what version of the conversation that they do. And I think if you get real projects where the students are trying to understand the principles, you can push that as a minimum, and also, depending on the mood of the interview, say yes, we're using something like that.
Right.
They should be
controlled. If there's no more questions, we'll have a break, and we'll continue with the panel, because I'm noticing that we are already late. It's 4:10. So please, sign up if you're interested in continuing. We'll set up a meeting, and thank you very much for coming.